USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A 9-year-old boy who was camping at an Iowa State park with his parents and his 6-year-old sister survived a shooting that killed the rest of his family. The Iowa Department of Public Safety identified the victims as Tyler Schmidt, 42, his 42-year-old wife Sarah, and their 6-year-old daughter Lula, all of Cedar Falls, Iowa. Their bodies were found in their tent early Friday at the Maquoketa's Cave State Park campground about 100 miles east of Des Moines. A Kentucky judge granted an injunction on Friday that prevents the state's near-total ban on abortions from taking effect, meaning the state's 2 clinics can't continue providing abortions for now. Jefferson Circuit Judge Mitch Perry's ruling says there is a substantial likelihood that Kentucky's new abortion law violates the rights to privacy and self-determination protected by Kentucky's Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A month has passed since Fox News analyst Giano Caldwell's 18-year-old brother Christian was fatally shot in Chicago on June 24th, yet there have been no arrests or other developments in the case since his death. Now, Cook County Crime Stoppers is offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the suspect or suspects involved in the shooting that left Christian dead and 2 other victims injured. The other victims, 31-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman, were unknown to Christian, who was out with friends at that time. Well, as heat wave after heat wave and dry conditions spread across the United States these last few days, Weather Channel meteorologist Todd Bork tells how many of us are feeling the effects.
It's not necessarily unusual to have 90, 95, 100-degree temperatures in late July. The problem is having these temperatures day upon day on end, and the heat will be relentless once again for your Sunday. 203 million people experiencing 90 degrees or hotter for your Sunday, 137 million on Monday, and then 116 million for your Tuesday. Those temperatures dive down a bit.
This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Italian vessels have recovered 5 bodies and rescued 674 people packed on a fishing boat adrift in the Mediterranean off the Libyan coast, the Italian Coast Guard said on Sunday. While European charities reported saving more than 500 more. Some of the survivors had to be plucked from the sea in the Italian operation Saturday that was carried out 120 miles off the coast of Calabria by a Navy mercantile ship, 3 Coast Guard patrol boats, and a financial police boat. Google is honoring one of the children killed in Uvalde.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Nearly 110 years after his death, an honor for the earliest known African-American player in organized professional baseball. Bud Fowler was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame Sunday in Cooperstown, New York. At the ceremony, Hall of Famer Dave Winfield talked about the barriers that Fowler faced as a black man playing baseball in the late 19th century.
Now, it's hard to imagine the challenges he faced. Racism ran rampant. Even though baseball's color line had not been officially established at that time.
This is USA Radio News.